From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak today. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the closing portion of a message entitled, A Sermon About Us and Our Savior. This represents the conclusion of what has been a very extensive series of studies in the book of Joshua. The text is chapter 24, verse 29, which states in very simple terms that Joshua died at the age of 110 years. He had served the Lord faithfully all his life, had spent only a few years enjoying the promised land, and death had claimed him. Yet in Joshua's case, there lay before him a glorious future in God's heaven, where the battles of life are over. That future awaits all who are trusting in Christ as their Savior. But Joshua's death also sounds a solemn warning to those who are outside of Christ, for their death will usher them into eternal darkness and never-ending pain. May the Lord use this final portion of this series in your life today. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text is found in John chapter 16 and verse 32. Ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. Few had fellowship with the sorrows of Gethsemane. The majority of the disciples were not sufficiently advanced in grace to be admitted to behold the mysteries of the agony. Occupied with the Passover feast at their own houses, they represent the many who live upon the letter, but are mere babes as to the spirit of the gospel. To 12, nay, to 11 only, was the privilege given to enter Gethsemane and see this great sight. Out of the 11, 8 were left at a distance. They had fellowship, but not of that intimate sort to which men greatly beloved are admitted. Only 3 highly favored ones could approach the veil of our Lord's mysterious sorrow. Within that veil, even these must not intrude. A stone's cast distance must be left between. He must tread the winepress alone, and of the people there must be none with him. Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee represent the few eminent, experienced saints who may be written down as fathers. These, having done business on great waters, can in some degree measure the huge Atlantic waves of their Redeemer's passion. To some selected spirits it is given for the good of others, and to strengthen them for future special and tremendous conflict, to enter the inner circle and hear the pleadings of the suffering high priest. They have fellowship with him in his sufferings, and are made conformable unto his death. Yet even these cannot penetrate the secret places of the Savior's woe. Thine unknown sufferings is the remarkable expression of the Greek liturgy. There was an inner chamber in our Master's grief, shut out from human knowledge and fellowship. There Jesus is left alone. Here Jesus was more than ever an unspeakable gift. Is not Watts right when he sings, and all the unknown joys he gives were bought with agonies unknown.
Little town, For the King of kings and Lord of lords to leave his heavenly crown. Born in a manger low, a king, how can it be that he came to earth in humble form to save a wretch like me? Savior bled and died, paid in full sin's awful debt, for me was crucified. Worthy is the Lamb of God, honor, glory, praise to him who my redemption bought. I'll serve him all my days.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
As I thought of Joshua's death, I thought, here's a man who had spent a lifetime getting to his promised land, and yet after a few short years, he died and left it all behind. How true to life. I have known people to work their fingers to the bone, to work all sorts of hours, to make all sorts of money, so that when they would come to 50 or 55 or 60 or whatever years old, they would have the ability to live the rest of their days in luxury, only to find, as the 49th Psalm teaches very, very clearly, that they couldn't hold on to it. The grim huntsman hunted them down. The great scythe of death cut them down. Took them years to get what they wanted. And then they had to die and leave it all behind. There are some things that to some of you seem very, very important. And they may be important to a point. But you do yourself a great injury if you're focusing on things instead of the Savior. Because let me tell you, when you've got all those things, you're going to leave them. You're going to leave them. And then what? Then what? What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Can I point this out to you? Joshua died and Joshua was buried. Where? In the place of his inheritance. Now that struck me. It's very true, for instance, of all of God's people, and in a very real sense, every one of us will be buried in our inheritance. That's great news for Christians. Christ is our inheritance, so we die in Christ with rest and with assurance. We die in hope. I've already quoted 1 Peter 1 verse 4. We have been begotten again by the resurrection of Christ to a living hope. That hope of an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. We die in hope. We die in possession of things that will never perish. The scriptures speak of some things that are going to be moved. There are certain things that can be moved. Everything in this world is movable. But there are certain spiritual realities that are immovable. We have possessions in Christ that can never perish. Bless God, when we die in our inheritance and are buried in our inheritance, we die and are buried in the sure and certain hope of the gospel, in the certainty of eternal life. Good news for Christians. But Joshua's dying and being buried in his inheritance is not good news for everybody. I want you to think of this and see if it cheers your heart. Joshua died exactly where he had lived. Joshua died exactly as he had lived. Now put your name in instead of Joshua. Freeze your whole life in this moment of time. Now put your name in. I will die as I now live. Is that good news for you? Is that saying to you, absent from the body and present with the Lord? Or is that saying to you, absent from the body and absent from the Lord and damned in hell? Again, is it good news for you to say, as I now live, I am going to die. Because if that's not good news, it's telling you it's time for you to change how you're living. How do you change that? Not by effort, not by work, not by religion, not by rite, not by ritual, but by faith in Jesus Christ, who is able to make you a new creature in Himself. I tell you, if you live without Christ, you're under God's wrath. You're storing up an inheritance. See, the Bible doesn't only speak of the inheritance of saints, it speaks of the inheritance of sinners. Isn't this what Paul talks about in Romans chapter 2 and verse 5? After thy hardness and impenitent heart thou treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath. That's how God describes what sinners are doing. You're saving. You are investing every day. I think sometimes these simple truths don't get through to people. But you are investing every day. Every word you say is an investment. Every thought you think is an investment. Every work you do is an investment. Every step you take is an investment for eternity. And God says if you're without Christ, you are investing for eternity. You are treasuring up wrath. In the bank of heaven, your deposit is wrath upon wrath upon wrath. That's what Paul's saying. So as you think of Joshua's death, a parting sermon to us about ourselves, ask the question, what is my life? What is my inheritance? Am I saved? We have spent many hours, really, over the past couple of years in the company of Joshua, the man of God. In your mind's eye, I want you to stand around his coffin. I want you to see that stiff, cold frame. I want you to hear what it says to you, for it says something very important. Live as one who must die. Live as one who, by the grace of God in Jesus Christ, is prepared to die. Forget about the glitter and the tinsel and the achievement and the acclaim of the world. Come to know Christ without delay. Come to know Him as your personal Savior. Then will you really begin to live. What is it really to live? Let me put it in closing like this. Joshua lived and Joshua died. So that life and death both spoke to the world in the clearest terms of the glory of Christ. That's what it is to live right. That's what it is to die right. To have a testimony that obliterates yourself and your name and exalts the name, the person, and the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God take this parting sermon from the death of Joshua about Christ and about ourselves, apply it to every heart. May God stir up your heart to ensure that you are in Christ, saved, redeemed, and eternally secure by the blood of our Savior. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. just a moment. The meeting will be over. And I'll be closing in prayer. I trust today that you have thought as I have preached. Man, woman, young man, young woman, it's time to seek the Lord. Let's stop this fooling around, this play acting. Some of you even trying to run in two directions with a holy face and a worldly face. Let's get all that behind today and let's get to the cross. Man, woman, boy or girl, come to the Savior. I'm here as your servant for Jesus' sake. I'd love to help you to Christ. Will you come? Just as you are, just where you are. Remember the way of salvation, so simple. You come to God by Jesus Christ and He will save you. Will you come? I ask you to remain as the others leave. Let me open the Scriptures with you and I will be delighted to point you God's way of salvation. Maybe you say, "Preacher, I'm saved, but I've lost out with God. The testimony hasn't been what it ought to have been." Again, I'm here as your servant for the Savior's sake. Christian, would you really want to go to meet the Lord the way you are now? Oh, it's time for us to say, "Lord, let me live. Let me die like Joshua, a servant. A servant who will hear those words, 'Well done.'" Father in heaven, bless thy word to our hearts. Give fruit for the preaching of it, we pray. Lord, we pray that thou wilt stir up the hearts of God's people. We ask thee that thou wilt stir up the hearts of those who are not saved. Lord, regenerate the dead in sin. Lord, create faith and repentance in the unbelieving and impenitent. Oh, God, in grace, bring sinners to the foot of the cross. Lord, grant that sinners this day will be genuinely converted to Christ. Hear our prayer. Part us with thy blessing. May the solemnity of God's eternity continue to cast its mantle over our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.